While the gnomes lowered their possessions through the garage roof onto the back of the lorry, Rincemangle and an advance party of young gnomes squeezed into the cab through a hole by the brake pedal. Inside, it was, to them, like being in a big, empty hall. The steering wheel seemed very big and far too high up. The gnomes formed themselves into a human pyramid, and by standing on the topmost gnome's back, Rincemangle managed to throw a line over the steering wheel. Soon, they had several rope ladders rigged up and could set to work. They planned to steer by two ropes tied to the wheel, with 50 gnomes hanging onto each one. While this was being sorted out, other gnomes built a sort of wooden platform up against the windscreen, just big enough for Rincemangle to stand and give orders through a megaphone. Other gnomes came in and were sent to their positions by Featherhead. Before long, the cab was festooned with rope ladders, pulleys, and fragile wooden platforms, and these in turn were covered with gnomes, hanging onto levers and lengths of thread. The big moment came when the ignition key was hauled up and shoved into its keyhole by two muscular gnomes. They gave a twist, and some lights came on. "Right," said Rincemangle, looking down at the waiting crowds. "Well, this is going to be a tricky business, so let's get started right away." Featherhead joined him on the platform and hauled up the Teach Yourself to Drive book and a street map of Blackbury.
"On the word go, the starter button party will give it a good press, and, the accelerator pedal squad will press the pedal briefly," Rincemangle said uncertainly. "The gnomes working the clutch and gear lever will stand by. Go!"
Of course, it didn't work as simply as that. It took quite some time before the gnomes found out how to start up properly. But at last the engine was going, making the cab boom like a gong.
"Headlights on! Clutch down! First gear!"
Rincemangle shouted above the din. There were several ghastly crashes, and the great lorry rolled forward.
"Here, what about the garage doors?" shouted Featherhead.
The lorry rolled onwards. There was a loud bang, and it was out in the street.
"Turn left!" shouted Rincemangle hoarsely. "Now straighten up!"
For several minutes the cab was full of shouts and bangs as the gnomes pushed and pulled on the controls. The lorry wove from side to side and went up on the pavement several times, but at least it kept going. Rincemangle even felt bold enough to order a gear change. Through the dark streets of Blackbury, the lorry swayed and rumbled, occasionally bouncing off lampposts. Every now and again, there was a horrible clonk as it changed gear. Steering was the big difficulty. By the time the gnomes down below had heard Rincemangle's order, it was usually too late. It was a good job there were no other vehicles on the road at that time of night, or there would have been a very nasty accident. They blundered through the traffic lights and into Blackbury High Street, knocking a piece off a pillar box. Featherhead was staring into the great big mirror high above them that showed what traffic was behind.
"There's a car behind with a big blue flashing light on it," he said conversationally. "Listen, it's making a siren noise." "Very decorative, I'm sure," said Rincemangle, who wasn't really listening. "Look lively down below. It's a straight road out of town now, so change into top gear."
There was a thud and a crash, but the gnomes were getting experience now, and the lorry whizzed away, still weaving from side to side.
"The car with the flashing lights keeps trying to overtake us," said Featherhead. "Gosh, we nearly hit it that time."
He craned up and had another look.
"There's two human beings in pink caps inside it," he added. "Gosh, they look furious. I expect someone has got a little angry because of all those lampposts we knocked down. I don't think we're supposed to," said Rincemangle.
Unfortunately, while he said this, he didn't look where they were going.